So let's talk about it. How's the new Twitter account?
It's good. I have no clue. Yes, it's mine. I have no clue how to work it or anything, but throwing a few tweets here and there. But I never really thought I'd have it, and then I was having lunch with Wheels and Stapes yesterday, and they convinced me. So, I was looking to see where it goes.
Think you'll be active with it?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Moving on to the Islanders game, what are you expecting from them?
Some good forwards. Obviously, Tavares, he's having a good year this year, and it's going to be a tough game for us. We got to make sure we're battling hard and using the home ice advantage to our side here.
Did you catch yourselves a little bit by surprise by the way the game was played on Saturday as compared to the way you had been playing?
Well, I think the first 10 minutes I thought we played really well, and then it just kind of went downhill from there. For whatever reason, we changed our approach to the game, and obviously, it's something that we can't get in run and gun games with teams like Pittsburgh that have a lot of firepower like that.
Is there anything you can do once that starts in the game to stop it? I mean, I don't know what it
is. Well, I mean, I guess you can look back on it now, but during it, a lot of things happen out there. There's a lot of little plays that it's a quick game out there, but obviously it's something that we're very well aware that we can't get in shootout matches like that because. A lot of teams have, that first line like Malkin and Neil and guys like that that can really hurt you. So, definitely not the team to do that against.
How frustrating was it to get back within a goal on several occasions and then they come right back?
Yeah, it just seemed like every time we, other than the two-goal lead we had at the start, other than that, every time we scored a goal, it seemed like they countered back with one. So, anytime you let up 8 goals, it's obviously never a good thing, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the goaltending. It was, it was a team thing that, we kind of left them out to dry, and, we just got to make sure that, it doesn't happen again.
Is there a positive you can take from that game? Anything?
I mean, we lost 8-5. It's over. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could say we scored 5 goals, but we let up 8, so it doesn't really matter.
Is it nice to look ahead in this month and to be able to see only one road game and the rest of them?
Yeah, obviously it's fun to play at home, and any chance to play in front of this crowd, it's obviously it's a fun place to play, and we've done pretty well at home, so we just got to make sure we're using that to our advantage.
You think we'll see another December?
Yeah, I guess hopefully put some wins together here. Obviously, at this time of the year, things are crucial, so we just got to make sure we're kind of using this home stand to our advantage. No, I just think it's more of an embarrassment than a setback. I mean, it's we did win 2 games before that. It's something that's I think that we could have told you before the game that we shouldn't get in a shootout with them, and we did. I don't know why, but obviously that's something we can't do. And I wouldn't exactly call it a setback. I think it's just more of a learning thing that we know that we can't play games like that against teams like that.
But surprising that it happened.
Yeah, especially the first 10 minutes of the game, we controlled it really well. We were finishing all of our checks and getting pucks deep, and for whatever reason, they got that quick goal there right after, and then just kind of seemed to be open up from there. So I guess you can't really pinpoint one thing or what went wrong. I think just we had an off night, and it's tough though because we did play 10 minutes of hockey where we were. I thought we were taking it to him pretty good, so we just got to make sure we don't have any more games like that.
Did you sense it when the game was going on? You said Did you sense it kind of slipping into that?
Well, you see just, certain things where, Malkin's obviously a good player, and, you see the little things he does out there, and it's almost like you see it happening, and it's just like, is this really happening right now? It's tough to stop, and it's a fast game out there. Obviously, a lot of quick thinking out there, and for whatever reason, too many turnovers, and a team like Pittsburgh, they obviously showed that if they get one goal, they can get 2, and then all the way up to 8. So, it was definitely a tough game.
Did you do an up-tempo practice today?
We had. It was a lot of up and down on the ice, but anytime you have a day off and you come in the next day, it's obviously in for a little bit of a longer practice. And But you know, it's good to get back out there, and obviously we haven't forgotten what happened in Pittsburgh, but we're also not going to dwell on it because we can't sit here and dwell on it because we still have to make a push to the playoffs, and I think if we sit here and worry about what went wrong in that game or think about it too much, we're going to forget about playing the Islanders. So we just got to make sure we're getting ready for them.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. Last question: do you guys ever get a little bit aggravated though when you hear it's like people lose perspective and the fact that you guys just won two games previously and then all of a sudden you lose and suddenly it's like the world is ending? So how do you guys react to that?
Oh, I think most of the guys are good at shutting it out. I think obviously it's hockey is a game of up and downs and it's a game of mistakes, and for us in here, I don't think any of that stuff really matters. We know what we can do in this room, and when you hear people talk about it, it's not something that we really actually talk about or anything like that, so it's not something that really is too effective or affecting to our team.
I mean, doubt your Twitter.